Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. As India prepares to host a major summit, it's a significant moment to reboot a decade-old partnership that has been waiting to be revitalized, the India-Africa Forum Summit, which is all set to take place in New Delhi from May 28 to 31, 2026. What makes this significant is that this will be the first India-Africa Forum Summit, or IAFS, since 2015, marking an 11-year gap that has been caused by pandemic disruptions, scheduling differences, and the African Union's restructuring of its summit calendar. The theme of this summit is IA Spirit India-Africa Strategic Partnership for Innovation, Resilience and Inclusive Transformation, which breaks down into several key areas, including innovation, focusing on digital public infrastructure, fintech, and health tech, as well as Africa being a part of a broader strategic partnership, inclusive economic growth, resilience in terms of supply chains, food, and climate, integration, both continental and trilateral, and transformation, representing a structural shift in trade and investment. The India-Africa Forum Summit is the apex multilateral platform for India's structured engagement with the African continent. It is worth pausing here to note that the 11-year gap between summits reflects not just logistical challenges but also a period of significant change and re-evaluation in global geopolitics and economic relations. Now, let us turn to the specifics of IFS4. The summit will feature several parallel events, including the India-Africa Business Dialogue, which will serve as a corporate and investment summit, the track to strategic dialogue, involving think tanks and academia, the India-Africa Music and Dance Festival, which is an exercise in cultural diplomacy, and the Africa Day commemoration, which coincides with the run-up to the summit. The co-host of IFS4 is the African Union Commission, or AUC, which is the executive arm of the African Union, headquartered in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia. Note this carefully, the African Union has been AG20 permanent member since 2023, having joined during India's G20 presidency on 9 September 2023, a landmark Indian diplomatic initiative that underscores the deepening of India-Africa relations. But why does this matter? The significance of IAFS4 can be understood through several strategic drivers. First, Africa holds approximately 30% of global mineral reserves, including critical minerals like cobalt, found in the Democratic Republic of Congo, platinum in South Africa, copper in Zambia, and rare earths in multiple countries. This is crucial for India's energy security and economic development. What does this mean for India's strategic position? It positions India to diversify its crude oil sources, looking at countries like Nigeria, Angola, and Egypt, and to engage with a significant diaspora, with approximately 3 million Indian origin population across Africa, the largest concentrations being in South Africa, Mauritius, Kenya, and Tanzania. Crucially, IFS4 also aligns with India's stance on UN Security Council reform, as the African Union's Eswatini Consensus, adopted in 2005, seeks to permanent UNSC seats for Africa, and India is part of the G4 seeking permanent seats. So, what exactly changed? The geopolitical landscape has become more competitive, with various countries and blocs vying for influence in Africa. India's model of engagement with Africa emphasizes demand-driven development, training, and human resource development, as well as concessional finance, contrasting with China's debt-financed infrastructure push. India's Africa engagement toolbox includes various financial instruments, such as lines of credit through the Exim Bank of India, Indian Technical and Economic Cooperation, or ITEC, scholarships, the eVidya Bharati and eArogya Bharati, or eVBAB, project, which focuses on telemedicine and teleeducation, and the Development Partnership Administration, or DPA, under the Ministry of External Affairs. In terms of multilateral levers, India has been leveraging its participation in various forums, including the G20, where the African Union has been a permanent member since 2023, the International Solar Alliance, or ISA, which has many African members, the Coalition for Disaster Resilient Infrastructure, or CDRI, and BRICS, where South Africa is a founding member, and Ethiopia and Egypt joined in 2024. Defense and security cooperation is another critical area, with IFS commitments on anti-piracy in the Gulf of Aden, Africa-India field training exercises, or AFINDEX, and Indian Navy mission-based deployments in the Western Indian Ocean. Now, let us look at what key outcomes are expected at IFS 4. These include a renewed DELIAO framework on digital public infrastructure, akin to a UPI-style stack, a new concessional credit envelope likely to be announced, a critical minerals partnership framework with the AU and lead countries, climate cooperation, including ISA expansion, green hydrogen, and mission life, a health partnership focusing on vaccine manufacturing and pharma access, and possibly a joint UNSC reform statement. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? This topic is relevant to GS Paper 2, which covers international relations, including India-Africa relations and the IAFS framework, Indian diaspora, soft power, and Africa-India cultural ties, as well as UNSC reform and the African Union's role at the G20. It is also relevant to GS Paper 3, which covers the economy, including critical minerals, supply chain diversification, lines of credit, concessional finance, energy security, and oil import diversification. For your mains examination, you can expect questions that ask you to examine the evolution of the India-Africa Forum Summit framework and its relevance in the multipolar global order, compare India's and China's Africa engagement models and assess which is more sustainable, and discuss how IFS 4 can advance India's quest for UNSC reform. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The IFS 4 will take place in New Delhi from May 28 to 31, 2026, with the theme IA Spirit India-Africa Strategic Partnership for Innovation, Resilience and Inclusive Transformation. The African Union Commission is the co-host, and this is the first IFS since 2015. Parallel events include the India-Africa Business Dialogue, the Track to Strategic Dialogue, the India-Africa Music and Dance Festival, and the Africa Day Commemoration. Remember this number, India-Africa trade is approximately $100 billion, and India's investment stock in Africa is around $75 billion. The India-Africa Forum Summit is a significant moment in the evolving landscape of global geopolitics and economic cooperation, marking a renewed commitment to a strategic partnership that is crucial for both India and Africa's development and security in a rapidly changing world.